This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The other day, somebody came up to me, and they bawled their eyes out, and I was like, "Hi, I'm Joey. What's your name? Do you have a name?" And she couldn't stop telling me how much she loved the podcast. And then I realized that I haven't done it in 3 weeks, and that I'm a horrible person. So hello, here we are. Say thank you to the crying girl. Yeah, I didn't get her name. She still just cried.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
So we are back with another podcast. I want to say thank you guys so much for just staying put and not really leave. I mean, I don't know how many people are listening to this. I never really do. But I do want to say thank you for listening and tuning in. And I am exhausted. Today, I'm like KO'd. I will admit it. And I've been tired for like the past week, but this week, and I'm doing it to myself. It's like self-sabotage, but like in the best way possible. So there's this huge festival near me, and it's called Blues Fest. And basically how that works is it's literally 10 days long of a festival, and every single day there's there's like 6 to 7 acts, and usually there's 2 to 3 people I want to see per night. So I've been going for 7 days straight now of seeing artists every single night. And then nights start at really like 6 p.m. and then they go until like 11. You don't get home until midnight, but you have to host like I host a pre for all my friends to come. And it's amazing. I am not complaining at all. I am just I am exhausted. I am dead on the inside. But I have a lot of music going through my soul. So I can't really complain on that part, but I'm pretty tired. And I don't think this helps me with what I've been going through lately. So if you watch my last video, or my second last video now, saying that I couldn't fake it anymore, it was about me just literally just breaking down. Actually, I'm going to make a coffee so we can sip on this. I want to talk. I know, like, you can't see me right now, but just imagine. That wasn't a coffee sound, but just imagine it was, and imagine, like, this is a YouTube video, and, like, you're watching me make coffee, and it's aesthetically pleasing. Okay, one sec. Okay, well, this is a little awkward, because I'm doing, like, a soft brew, so it takes a little while. Anyway, we're not here to talk about coffee, but it's just not ready yet. If you're waiting, YouTube-esque-wise, it's not ready yet, so we're patiently waiting. Think about a time lapse is going on right now. You're watching me sit in a chair and do absolutely nothing and pretend that it's cool and aesthetically pleasing. Yeah, so that's where we are right now. But basically, going back to my last video, it was called I Can't Fake It Anymore, and it's basically me. I couldn't do it. There's a lot, like, it's... And the worst part is that I'm doing it to myself. And that's a really hard thing to come to. And I want to make a YouTube video about basically what I've been going through. I don't want to keep making sad videos, but my life is changing so much right now. And I'm really just trying to watch it and can to figure it out and just as much as everybody else. There's a lot of people in life and their life is going really amazing. And that's where they are on their path right now. I'm just not there on my path. My life isn't going as smoothly as I want it to. And that's okay. And that's completely all right. But I really want to make sure that not only do I document it to help others, but I want to document it for myself so I can look back on it and be like, okay, this is what happened when I went through this. Or this is why I went through this. Or this is why this happened. And I want to look at stuff and I want to really pinpoint stuff down. And I don't think it's a sign of weakness to show that you're vulnerable, hence why we make this podcast every single week. But showing, putting up that video was a really, really hard thing to do. I think that was harder than posting my anxiety video, because my anxiety video is very, very relatable. There's a lot of, if you can hear the in the background, that is my coffee getting brewing, boys. I don't know this. I'm tired, okay? Again, update on the podcast YouTube video. My coffee is now sitting beside me in the soft brew thingy mabob. I'm not a coffee connoisseur. And then I have my cup. I tried to quit coffee. I'm not gonna lie. I tried to quit. And I did. I was successfully quitting. But it's more about, it wasn't about like getting me up in the day. It wasn't about waking me up. It wasn't about anything like that. It's literally about the, and I don't mean to use this word in Instagram terms, but the aesthetic of it all and the routine of it and the process of it. And we'll get to that a little bit later. But like, having something to do every morning. And it's a huge thing and it plays a huge role in a lot of our lives. But it wasn't for the caffeine intake for me or the decaf. You know what I mean. But going back to that video, it wasn't harder than my anxiety attacks video, because this was every year I feel like I have to make a video, or I feel like I go through something where I really, really put myself in a bad position and I really just kind of harm myself. Mentally, emotionally, and this time I was mentally drained, emotionally drained, physically drained, everything drained, and I just needed to literally like declare bankruptcy in the sense of emotions and just be like, I need a reset. And having that reset button beside you isn't always something that has to be at the bottom, and you don't have to hit hit rock bottom in order to hit that reset button, or in order to try again or refresh or whatever you analogy you want to use that relates to 2019 internet terminology so people can relate. Frankie, do not eat that plant. If you eat that plant, I'm just gonna be upset. And because you might die, and I don't want, yeah, okay, sorry. Frankie was eating a plant. Clearly, you heard me. So yeah, I've been going through some stuff, and I'm not trying to make my problems seem like they're the biggest problems in the world, because I know there's bigger problems in the world. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of us, we go on Twitter and say we tweet our problem or something. People come back with us and be like, oh yeah, well, in Alabama, there's the abortion laws. And I'm like, how does that relate to my life at all right now? What I'm going through is something that I'm going through. And I'd love to help change the laws and everything, but unfortunately, I can't. And so I find we often don't remember the things that we can and cannot control in our lives, and especially with the fact that it's our lives. So what's going on in your life is so dependent on you. I'm going to pour this coffee, so we're going to get some nice little ASMR going on right now. That is the quietest pour I have ever done. Wow. Honestly, bartenders would appreciate me because I pour a friggin' beer real well. Oh, that's really hot. I don't really like that. But going from breaking down and now to where we are now, am I better? No. Having this week of Blues Fest, and it's an amazing time. It's amazing with friends. It's amazing with everything. But I'm drained. Like, I'm done. Like, I can't go anymore. But I'm also saying that because I'm just tired. And I'm really full of love. I'm really full of happiness. I'm able to provide my friends with an experience that they might not be able to do. And I'm so thankful to do that. The other day, I brought literally 16 of my friends to see Logic. And how, like, that's amazing. And I don't do this because I'm trying to flex. I don't do this because I'm trying to show off. I don't do this because I And I do it because I can, and I want to see the smile on everyone's faces. I wish I could bring the whole world to a show and to experience something that they love and everything like that. But I'm pretty drained, and I want to talk about having this mental breakdown and showing the world and what I went through and maybe what you're going through right now. Because watching yourself fall is probably the scariest thing, because you know you're doing it and you know where you're going and you know what's happening and everything in your path. You know it all. You're watching it. You're literally sitting there and watching it, and no one's helping you. You're not helping yourself. And it's really just like you're fighting a mirror, because you're doing the same thing back at yourself. And so watching myself go through the same routine, wake up, go on my phone, wake up, go on my phone, wake up, go on my phone, and not be happy about it, I really wanted somebody to just punch me or knock me out or something. And no one was there. No one's there. And at the end of the day, I'm a father now to a very furry animal. And I got to wake up every day and make sure he lives the best life he possibly can. And I'm doing that. And I'm very happy doing that. What I need to remember to do is wake up, look myself in the mirror, and take care of that person too. And I think we don't do that enough. And I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to everybody. And I know it's a little hypocritical, but it's also not. Because I'm saying you have to do this, and I'm not necessarily doing it, but I'm also saying this because I need to do it. I'm talking to myself. These podcasts aren't just for you, you know? They're for me too. Because I just write down a few words every now and then. Like, I wrote literally on my notes, I have mental breakdown, and that's literally it. And I just go and I talk. And so this is for me as well. This is very therapeutic, and I want to thank you guys for listening, because not only does it feel like I'm getting stuff out, it feels like I'm having a conversation even though there's no return. So when you guys tweet me back or you Instagram me back or DM me back on stuff like this, it means a lot to me, and it really just helps me figure out what I'm going through and how I'm dealing with it, and then how I can help you guys as well. And yeah, it's pretty, like I said, waking up and just not looking myself in the mirror and pushing myself, you find that your routine is now gone. Like, I think a routine person is the happiest person. So when you wake up and you do the same thing every single day with a little bit of different variation, you may eat something different, but having that schedule of when you wake up, when you start working, when you do this, when you do that, I think that's the most important thing you can do in your life. And I think it's the healthiest thing you can do in your life. Now, I'm not going to lie to you right now. I do not have a routine. Right now, I wake up and I do whatever the hell I want, and I'm not happy. I am not happy. I am not healthy. I am not feeling good, and I don't like it, and I want to change, and I want to change. And I'm not just sitting here saying that I'm going to, or I will, or anything like that. I'm saying I want to. And going from want to actually doing is a very difficult thing, but I'm willing to show you and document that process for me and everything like that, because it's going to be difficult, it's going to be hard, and it's going to be a fucking battle in my head. And you might be listening and be like, oh, what? You can't like wake up and go to work every day? No, I can't. Welcome to depression. Hi, folks. Welcome. This is the pit of hell. It's tough. It really is tough. And a lot of people don't understand. I don't expect a lot of people to understand. But routine is one of those things that can really, really help you. And if you have a hard time getting your routine, one of the things that I think that I'm going to try to do, that I will try to do, is really focus on material, focus on making something, focus on a little craft or a hobby. And that is something that, well, it's my living. My craft and my hobby is what I do for a living, and I think that's amazing. But losing that material and losing those ideas and losing that drive is really difficult. And I think one of the huge ways to help us is to get inspired by other creators and people showing us new things, and literally just getting inspired again, sparking the spark, starting the fire. You know what I mean? Okay, what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of ways you can do it, and one of the amazing ways is Skillshare. And this Happy Times podcast is actually brought to you by Skillshare, this episode. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. You can take classes in everything from photography to creative writing to design to productivity and more. So whether you're returning a longtime passion project, challenging yourself to get outside of your comfort zone, or simply exploring something new, Skillshare's classes just for you. One of the classes that I want to take again is going back into telling stories. I would love to tell stories in a very short form manner. I find my YouTube videos are getting like too long. I don't give a shit for 13 minutes, to be honest with you. I really want to make like 2-minute videos. I want to make 3-minute videos, like maybe max. And so that's what I want to do. I want to really drive into storytelling and see how I can tell my stories and everything like that. Cause I think I have amazing stories. I think I have good insight and I would love to know how to share it in the Joey Kidney way, but I just need to find that. So you can join millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a simple, with a special offer just for my listeners. You can get 2 months free. That's right. I can't speak. That's right. Skillshare is offering the Happy Times podcast listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. I actually want you guys to use this. I know you're just listening and be like, okay, we're waiting for this ad to be over. Don't. Literally use this. I want you to. Think about this. Free for something that could make you millions, could make you your passion, everything, could pay your rent. If you get good at photography, you can go shoot weddings for a summer and make $100,000. You got to be really good, but you could. So why not use Skillshare today? And I'm literally offering it to you for free. So you can get 2 months free. Free. So to sign up, go to Skillshare.com/happytimes, Skillshare.com/happytimes, and you can start your 2 months now. That's Skillshare.com/happytimes. Or you guys can go to my Instagram stories and you can swipe up because I'll be posting a link there as well to make it easier for you guys just in case you didn't remember Skillshare.com/happytimes. But like I said, that's a great way to start learning something new or jump into learning something that – or rekindle the fire is what I wanted to say earlier. That's a good idea to do. It's a good thing to do. I think it's an amazing thing to do. I think we need to do more of it. I think we – once we stop learning and once we stop wanting to learn, that's when I feel like we are going to go through a really hard time in our lives. I think we're going to get that plateau. We're going to get that standstill moment and we're going to have a really hard time moving forward. But I'm here to help you and I'm here to go through it with you. So one of my things that I plan on doing is learning to plan. Planning is probably my worst thing. And that goes with, like, when I run, I don't even pace. Like, I'm just learning now to pace, and I'm planning to pace. And planning is something that I've never really liked doing. I've always said, oh, I'm a spontaneous person. But that was really just an excuse for me not wanting to sit down and write in something, write in a journal, write in a calendar, or anything like that, or sit down and actually schedule things with people. That was me just being like, oh, I'm spontaneous. I don't make plans. I just do it. Do I sound like that? Why was that my imitation of myself? Just learn to plan. Whether it's something every week or whenever your friend says, hey, let's do something. I've recently just been starting every single time somebody says, hey, guys, we should really go bowling or something like that. One of my friends. I will take my phone out and be like, okay, what day and what time? And I'll mark down. Because a lot of times people forget and people miss. And I found that it kind of works because the last time, what did we do? We want to go to like Laser Quest, which is like, do you guys know what that is? Laser tag, whatever it's called. Anyways, I wanted to do that and somebody brought it up and I was like, oh, that sounds so sick. That sounds so much fun. So I wrote it down in my calendar and we actually all forgot. But then I texted that day and I was like, hey, we going to Laser Quest? Because nobody remembered. And we ended up going and it was so much fun. It was just because I learned to plan. I learned to write down my notes. I learned to actually look forward to doing something. And that really helped drive not only myself, but my friend group. And I think it's a really healthy thing to do. Now, the other thing with planning and with planning with friend groups and with saying yes is to learn to say no. Learn to say no. That's a tough thing to do. Like I said, I'm going through a full week of festivals and then I go to Montreal for Oshiega and I'm so excited. Don't get me wrong. I'm so happy. I'm so thankful. I love live music. It's a lot for me for social anxiety, but I push through and I get there and I get my stuff done. But driving yourself thin and really just not making yourself available for yourself is a tough thing and it's not something we should be doing. And this is something I need to hear too. When somebody asks you to hang out, but you are feeling like, hey, I really need to just not do anything right now with people, or work. I need to work. Learn to say no. Saying no is not always a bad thing. Yes, we want to always be the yes man, yes woman, yes girl, yes guy, yes anything that you identify as, yes human being. Is that offensive still? Yes, alien? I don't know. Yes, species. You, everybody wants to say yes. Nobody wants to be the person that's the negative Nancy and say no. But sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to actually take care of yourself. Say, hey, I got to work. I'm sorry. And people are going to try to guilt trip you. And that's my worst thing, is I always file for guilt trips. But sometimes you really have to stay firm on saying no to things. But make sure when you say no, it's you're actually going to do something. You're not literally just going to sit on that couch and then complain, or go on Twitter or go on Instagram and then be like, oh, I didn't get work done, and feel bad that you didn't hang out with your friend because they went and you had FOMO now because they went and had so much fun. Say no to the proper things. And here is the big one. It's like a combination. Routine. Reset it. Don't go back to the same routine. Listen, in our lives, we're going to be presented with a lot of change, a lot of opportunity to change, and a lot of inevitable change. So life is already changing as we're living, right? Now, if it's changing your life and you're doing the same thing and life is keep throwing change at you, maybe it's time that you actually give that change a shot. So it's already changing. So life throws it at you. You're waking up at different times or whatever. You're doing different things. Your job's new. You can't run the same routine that you did when you were 12. You can't run that same routine of getting up. Your parents are going to make you breakfast and you're going to go do something, whatever. You got to change that routine into, okay, this is my new job. I got to wake up at this time. I got to eat at this time. I got to get on the bus at this time. I got to go. If you live that routine your whole entire life, you're going to be the most miserable person. Routine people are the happiest people, but the people who change the routine the most often are the healthiest people. Not only for their bodies, but for their minds. I relate us a lot to dogs, and I relate dogs a lot to humans. I recently started a YouTube channel for my dog. I know that's weird, but I think he's really amazing, and there's a genius brain in there. And the way I train him is the way I kind of think about myself. I find that dogs and humans are working breeds. So as a human, and this goes back to the routine thing, as a human, we want to work. If we lay around all day, we are going to get depressed, we're going to get sad, we're going to get overweight, we're going to get unhealthy, everything like that. But if we wake up and we solve a puzzle, we're 10 times more likely to be successful and confident throughout our day because we've provided confidence to ourselves than any other day. So changing that routine or resetting that routine and getting yourself to do something new every day or every routine schedule, I think that's really going to push you to the next level and push you to a happier life. Now, guys, those are everything that I'm going to start doing, and those are all my downfalls. This was a very vulnerable podcast, and I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys are still listening, and not even for my sake, but just for hopefully yours, and hopefully this is helping you out. And to the people who literally just skipped Skillshare, the plug there, actually try it. Give it a go. It's 2 months free. You can cancel whenever you want. You don't have to. You could just use the 2 months free, and then that's it. I hope you guys actually use it. And if you do, tweet me, Instagram me, whatever it is, just let me know. I want to talk to you guys. I genuinely want to actually like talk to you. I started off the podcast with a girl came up to me crying about this podcast, okay? I want more people to do that. I want to hear. I want to hear your voices. I want to hear what you have to say because I'm saying a lot and I want to hear more. So thank you guys very much for listening. Stay you, stay beautiful. And Frankie, if you eat that plant, I swear, I'm not going to do anything. I'm literally just going to still be upset. Okay, bye, guys.